Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie Football with you from Bowser Chevy Studio B in Monroeville. Austin Bechtold back behind the glass in Green Tree, the man we call City Limits. We are about 10 minutes away from the 50-minute mark on the Fan, which is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Also, What's Cooking? That is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. It is 1:40 on a Friday. A football Friday, and that means it is time for picks. Week 5 of the NFL season already here, and week 6 of the college football season ahead of us. I believe we will have 4 games from college, 4 games from the NFL. No Steelers this weekend, so let's hit it, Austin.
So last week, Donnie, you went 4-4 with your picks. I went 5-3. That moves you to 17-21. I'm 18-20. Can we get over 500 this week, Donnie? Let's do it. Let's get over 500. Let's be an above 500 team. We're the Pirates trying to push for that mark. Let's do it. Now let's start.
So I'm trying to think. Okay, I missed Penn State last week. I got Pitt and West Virginia, though.
Yeah, we both missed.
So I was happy about that.
We both missed Penn State. We both got West Virginia. You won the game with Louisville. We both got Packers Cowboys wrong. I had the Lions beating the Browns and covering. You had the Browns.
I had them keeping it close.
And I had the Chiefs over the Ravens. Those were the big differences in the matchups that we had. We both picked the Steelers, and we both picked Denver to beat the Bengals. It was a 7.5-point spread for Denver. All right, West Virginia is at number 23, BYU. The Fighting Chris Hokes are favored by 19.5, Donnie.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me. I think they're going to win by 3+ touchdowns. West Virginia has looked awful. The last 2 weeks they've lost games by 30 points, one of them coming at home. So their Super Bowl this year was the backyard brawl, and congrats to them. They got it done. Also kind of funny, they're the only major local they're the only Power 4 local team that has beaten another Power 4 team.
Yeah.
So far this season, Penn State has not, Pitt has not, but they're going to get crushed again tonight. Give me BYU big.
Yeah, pretty wild to think that that's the case. BYU is a really solid team. I mean, they have a chance, I think, to represent the Big 12 even. I mean, Texas Tech is going to have something to say about that, but West Virginia on the road, 10:30 start time, no thanks. Give me BYU. Boston College is at Pitt, another home game for the Panthers. 5.5-point favorites, Donnie. Are those Panthers? I think Eli Holstein has a bounce-back game. Boston College is just not good. Pitt was really good in the first half last week against Louisville, fell apart in the second half. I don't think that that will be the case. They will win it by a touchdown and cover.
Mine will be a bit of a surprise here. I don't think Boston College will win the game outright, but this is going to be another scary one for Pitt. It'll be another game where people are just angry, even if Pitt wins the game. I think Boston College keeps it close, and I am just waiting because I wouldn't say Louisville is a bad loss. West Virginia, there's so much into that game that I wouldn't even say that one is horrible because, you know, rivalry games, weird things happen, the backyard brawl. They have one of these games, though, where they just really stub their toe every year while also having a game where they beat somebody they have no business beating. I think BC is going to keep it close, oddly enough, and that the spread feels weird to me because even though Pitt has lost two straight, it seems fishy that it's only 5.5 points. Give me BC with the 5.5 here, Austin.
Yeah, and that number actually went up a little bit in Pitt's favor today. I do think the Dez Reed injury is significant. They've looked lost on offense, Donnie, without Dez Reed.
Yeah, it looks broken.
Significantly broken. Somebody who came into the year as a potential Heisman, you know, candidate in Dez Reed and All-American preseason accolades. It's been just so poor for Pitt. I think they will bounce back, though. All right, number 7, Penn State is 24.5-point favorites at UCLA. This number has gone down by about a point, 2 points in the last few days in favor of UCLA. Your local idiot, Austin Bechtold, has picked Penn State in all 4 games to cover so far this year. I am going back to that well. Maybe I'll look stupid again. But I just think that Penn State's going to come out here and crush UCLA. They fired their coach. They fired their coordinators. It's just a disaster at UCLA. They're going with a blue-out theme, Donnie. I don't know if you've seen this. Mm. I think there might be more Penn State fans there than UCLA fans. The Rose Bowl will be empty and look far less different than it did the last time Penn State played the Rose Bowl in 2023, beating Utah. Give me the Lions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your other local idiot, me, has also picked Penn State to cover, I believe, in every single game this season. Maybe week two or week three I didn't, but I'm going to take UCLA here. You said 24.5 points?
24.5.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to trust Penn State to cover because they haven't done it for me all season long. So Penn State wins the game, but maybe it's by like 21, and hey, maybe it's by 24. That hook could come up big.
I said last week after they lost to Oregon that I would not pick Penn State, and then I saw, oh, wait, it's UCLA. And I thought that number would be right around the 30s. I do think they're going to win it by about 30, 31 points, so that's why. All right, number 16, Vanderbilt is at number 10, Alabama. Alabama favored by 10.5. This game was close at times last year at Vanderbilt, but Alabama pulled away. Donnie, what do you make of the Commodores? Diego Pavia had the chance to win the Heisman.
Yeah, I mean, they're having a year like they never really do, because in the SEC, they are the team that normally represents the academics. They're like the Northwestern of the SEC, so that's why you never really see Vanderbilt good at anything besides baseball. I think I'm going to go Alabama here in a game that is close in the second half, but they are able to cover late, and Bama continues to redeem itself after the week one loss against FSU.
Did you see that after Diego Pavia won some big game earlier this year, he had a bet with Theo Vaughn that Theo Vaughn would go out with Diego Pavia's mother?
Yes, I did.
And in exchange, Diego Pavia would try to go on a date with Tate McRae. Diego Pavia has that dog in him, as they like to say on another very popular show. I think that Vanderbilt will cover. I don't know if they win, but I do think that it will be under 10.5 points for Alabama if they do win it. All right, to the NFL. Vikings are 3.5-point favorites at the Browns in London, Donnie.
So, and we got to actually be relatively quick here, yeah. I just realized, Austin. This is the game I was swayed on by our buddy Nick Kostos, because the Browns offense, who knows how bad it looks with Dillon Gabriel. Maybe it looks better. The defense can keep them in the game, though, and Minnesota has the injuries on the offensive line. I will take the Browns with the 3.5 points.
That's the thing. I'm kind of worried about this, where it might end up looking like Jackson Dart in that offense for New York, where it looked better, but I'm going to go with the Vikings. Texans are 2.5-point favorites at the Ravens. No Lamar, Donnie.
I do think the Ravens will find a way to win one of these next two games. Wow. I do. Maybe I'm crazy. I just think they will somehow sneak their way to 2-4 instead of 1-5 before everybody tries to bury them, and it could be this game. The Texans' offense is broken. I know the Ravens' defense is horrible, but it's not like the Texans' offense just puts up 30 points a game. I think the Ravens pull off the stunner. Cooper Rush, Derrick Henry. Ravens win this one. Give me 2.5.
Crazy part about that is, Donnie, I'm with you on this game. It just feels weird. I feel like with Cooper Rush, they could still win it, and the Texans' offense is pretty much a mess. Lions are 10.5-point favorites in Cincinnati. I'm going with the Lions. I don't feel great about it, but I do think that with Jared Goff and company, they will do enough against a poor Bengals offense, poor Bengals defense, and an offense that is in disarray right now.
See, I do feel great about it, and maybe that means the Lions will end up like losing the game outright because I'm so confident in them covering this 10.5. I think they're going to win the game by 30.
All right, final game, Patriots at the Bills. Buffalo is favored by 8.5. Donnie, I think the Bills will win, but give me the Patriots to cover. I can see it right now, me yelling at my TV, the local idiot once again picking the wrong team, myself, of course. But I do think that the Patriots will keep it a little bit closer. Vrabel and company, Drake May, they're building something.
I'm actually with you here as well. Buffalo will stay undefeated, and they are undefeated, but they haven't looked like a dominant team. I brought it up at the beginning of today's show that the Saints were very much in the game late in the second half. The Dolphins had a chance to win the game outside of a roughing the punter penalty. I think the Patriots can absolutely keep this thing to a touchdown, so give me New England plus 8.5. That
wraps it up. Did you pick the Lions or Bengals, just to note? I got to write it down.
Lions. I think they're going to win the game by 30.
All right, Donnie.
Austin, great job today. I know it can be a little bit difficult when we are in two different places. Austin, fine work behind the glass back in Green Tree. A thank you to the folks who chimed in and joined the conversation. A thank you to Ray Fittipaldo, Stephen Thompson, Nick Kostos for their contributions as well. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny today and a high of 78. I believe a solo Chris Muller today. He is next. Charlie Borges will be with him on 93.7 The Fan. Donnie, football, signing off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.